Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another week of the PeopleStack podcast. The topic of this week is the silent, insidious diseases that plague tech managers. Today, I'm going to talk about the what. What do I mean? And also, we're going to talk about how you can cure yourself of if you feel like you are suffering, if you're going through the pain of any of these diseases that I'm about to describe. And then on the next episode on Wednesday, we'll dive even deeper into that around the meaning of it and why these diseases are so insidious, and they can be even trickier to cure and even trickier to diagnose to begin with. We'll kind of dive deeper. But for today, I'm just going to talk about what I mean by silent insidious diseases and give some specific examples. Because look, we live and breathe helping technical managers just like yourselves to upgrade your careers, to get unstuck from middle management land, from IC land, individual contributor land, and to finally be able to make the impact that you know you're capable of, you know you have the potential to, and to tap into even more potential so that you can make more of a difference in your life and get rewarded for it as well, get paid for what it is, for the value that you're adding and the impact that you're making. And because we live and breathe this, we have a very specific insights into the hearts and minds of technical managers. And what's interesting is that, you know, I work, collaborate with a lot of other coaches as part of my professional development as a coach and as a business owner. And what's interesting is sometimes it feels like for other coaches, like say relationship coaches or health coaches, it's almost easier to describe the pain or the diseases that their clients go through because it's just kind of part of the cultural lexicon, you know. So for example, one of my close colleagues works with folks who have eating disorders. So she's a health coach who particularly specializes in helping women overcome eating disorders. And so that's just, I don't have to even like say anything more. Like when I say eating disorder, like people know, at least at a surface level, right? You may not know the depths of the pain, but at least at the surface level, you know what that is to have that disease, to have that eating disorder. Or for example, I work with, I collaborate with relationship coaches who want to repair a severed marriage, to repair a broken marriage. And the disease there is like, it's a broken heart. And again, I don't even have to go any further there in terms of describing that. But it's harder to describe the pain and the disease and the suffering that you as tech managers go through because it's not necessarily part of the cultural lexicon. We don't talk about it. And it's very specific to our niche because it's specific to the kind of work that you do and the kind of accomplishments that you want to get out of it. And so what do I mean by silent and insidious? Well, first of all, I mean silent because we don't talk about it. You don't talk about it either because you don't want to. And I get that. Trust me. Like, you don't want to talk about this stuff. Nobody wants to talk about this stuff, but it's important to get to the truth of it. But it's also silent because, like, we don't know how to describe it. It's very hard to describe it, but we can. You know, we can because we help you. In order to help you, we need to be able to describe it. And it's insidious. It's insidious. It's this slow, gradual pain. That's what insidious means. It's almost invisible, and it's slow and it's gradual. It's not like, oh my God, I just got my arm cut off. That's pretty obvious. That's not slow and gradual. That's acute. But it's almost like this chronic, it's like this death by a thousand paper cuts. It's one of the reasons why people don't talk about this a lot, especially like as a disease or as a form of suffering, because who's going to complain about a paper cut? Nobody wants to complain or say anything or I need help with this paper cut. Because that's the way that you experience it on a day-to-day basis, it may feel harder to ask for help versus somebody who has an eating disorder. Like, they may not even need help, even though the symptoms and what they're going through on a day-to-day basis are much more drastic. But even they don't ask for help. And you get a paper cut, whatever, I'm fine. I'm okay, I'm coping. So that's one way, by the way. What do these diseases feel like? Can we start putting some language around it? And it's not just one disease either. Like, everybody has their own brand of suffering. I mean, that's true for everybody, if it's true for all humans. But in terms of you as a technical manager, as a technical leader, or somebody who wants to be that, it's very unique to your own circumstances, your own identity, your own beliefs. But there's four diseases, four forms of suffering that we have noticed the most among our clients, among our prospective clients. One of them is that everyday work feels like death by a thousand paper cuts. It's not the one paper cut, it's not the two, but when you stack them on top of each other, day after day after day, year after year, that's like the definition of insidious. If it was just one day that you had to go into work and deal with a boss who doesn't understand you, deal with a team who doesn't listen to you, deal with colleagues who just seem to be speaking a completely different language, and not being recognized, and, you know, deal with the useless meetings, deal with politics, deal with difficult personalities. If it was just one day, or even two, or even three, you can deal with it. You can deal with it. But it's like a thousand times. That's what stacks. That's the pain of that. That's the weight that you're feeling. So that's number one that we see a lot, is work feels like death by a thousand paper cuts. The second one is, are you secretly terrified that you'll vanish into irrelevance? Some of our clients describe this as feeling almost invisible, or fear. It's almost it's a future-based fear. So it may not, this is a disease that, like, this one's a tricky one too, because you may not actually be feeling it right now, but it's about looking into the future and seeing what's going to happen if I don't fix my career right now. What's going to happen if I don't stay on top and continue refining all of my tech skills, all of my leadership skills? If I don't do that, like, it may be okay right now, you may be comfortable, but if I don't fix this, I am going to slowly but surely disappear into irrelevance. I am no longer going to be relevant because I will have completely fallen off the wagon in terms of what's going on in tech, in terms of what's going on in leadership. I won't be able to do the things that I'm expected to do. I won't have the skills that I need to have. And so it's this future-based thing. And that's actually what prompts is the motivation that prompts a lot of our clients to make a defiant decision to fix this once and for all, man, because I will not accept that future because they know it's coming. You know, it's coming. You're just going to disappear into irrelevance and you're going to retire as a middle manager. You're going to retire with this sense of dread that I didn't really do all I could. So that's the second disease, is fear of vanishing into irrelevance. The third one is a present-based. So that was a future-based one, a future-based disease. This one absolutely happens in the present, and it's suffering. You're suffering from a lack of recognition, a loss of self-respect. Are you feeling like that right now? Are you feeling like you are suffering because you're not getting recognized, and you're suffering because you're slowly but surely losing your self-respect? And this can often feel like death by a thousand paper cuts too. This is also insidious, because if it was just one time and it wasn't like the slowly but surely stacking over day after day after week after month, it would be okay. It would be okay if it was just the one time that you asked your boss for a raise or a promotion, or even just some sort of recognition, and your boss didn't give it to you. One time you could write it off and it would be fine. You're strong. You can get through it. It's good. But it's over and over again. The fact that you've been having ongoing conversations with your boss, with senior leadership, with whoever else the decision makers might be, and they have not given you that recognition. They have not awarded you with the promotion, with the raise, with those more challenging projects, those broader scope projects, those more strategic initiative projects that you want to be on. But every single time, it's a different version of no, but every single time it's no. The no can come in different forms. They may straight out say, no, we can't do that. We can't give you the promotion. But it may be, okay, great. Here's what you need to work on in order to show us that you deserve that. And we'll talk next performance review time. So you do all the things that they said to do in order to earn it. And then come next performance review time, they still say, oh, you've been doing a great job on this, but there's still some more work to do. You're still an 8 out of 10. We want to see a 10 out of 10 in order to earn that promotion. Keep at it though. You're doing great work. Or sometimes you want the promotion like that. And that's a no, by the way. That's no, you're not getting the promotion, but they're hiding it inside. They're hiding within the performance review process. Or sometimes it's kind of like they try to make you feel good. They're like, no, we don't want you to be promoted to VP. You're too great as a manager. We need you as a manager. You're awesome as a manager, as a frontline manager. We need you there. You're doing an awesome job. You're doing an awesome job with X, Y, and Z. We don't need you as a VP. That's not what's going to serve you the best. That's not what's going to serve us the best. You know, come on, go team, go. Stay a manager. This is what we need. When you want to level up and they're not recognizing that you want to level up. And because it's day after day of this lack of recognition, both in big ways and small ways, it's happening every single day. You're slowly losing your self-respect as well. Because you're questioning yourself, like, am I really worth it? Like, do I have what it takes to be a VP, to move into a director position, to get a raise, to command a 200 plus 200K salary or even more to earn a 15%, 20%, 30% raise? Do I have enough to really expand the scope of what I do? Am I good enough to move out of the tech and into management? Do I have what it takes? And you start to lose your self-respect because you thought you did. You thought you had it. You have what it takes, but you're not getting recognized. So what's going on here? That's another form. That's another form of the disease that you're suffering from, a lack of recognition, a loss of self-respect. And then the fourth one is kind of a combination of a present-based pain and a future-based pain. And by the way, some of this pain is from the past as well, because it's been going on over and over and over and over and over again. It's all about the past, but some of it's just more future-based, more present-based. And this last one is a combination between all three. It's past, present, future, all rolled up into one. Are you worried that you're settling for a comfortable, tolerable, unfulfilling existence? Because you look in the past and you see, okay, here's what I've accomplished. And it's been okay, and I'm mostly proud of it. Maybe I could have done a little bit more. But I've made some mistakes, and I want to learn from them. But what's going on right now? I'm supposed to be, like, what I had planned for myself in terms of my career, in terms of my life, I wanted to be further ahead. I didn't want to be in tech and have 15, 20 years of experience and not be a senior leader yet. Like, my plan was, by the time I'm this old, however old you are, by the time I was 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, by the time I was this age, I wanted to have achieved this career goal. But I haven't. And you look back and you see how you've made some choices where maybe you settled, where you took a job that was below your pay grade, below what you were capable of. And maybe you're on the job market now and you're thinking of settling because the clock is ticking and the bills are due and you need that job, and you're thinking of just settling for a contractor position or a part-time position or something that would absolutely be beneath your pay grade, but you need something. Or maybe you want to break into a management role or to a higher level management role, and you've been in a middle management role for years and you're on the job market, but you're like, oh, maybe I should just go for another management role because that's what I know. When really deep down in your heart, what you really know is that you're capable of being a director or a VP or something higher than you are right now. But like, maybe you're settling by just taking the interviews for the jobs that are what you've already been doing, like you're comfortable. Because as you look into the future, you have dreams. You have a dream for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones, of achieving much more than you have now, of tapping into your potential to achieve much more than you have now. And you don't want to settle. So these are four slightly different but absolutely related versions of the silent, insidious diseases that plague tech managers. You're secretly terrified that you'll vanish into irrelevance. You're suffering from lack of recognition and loss of self-respect. You're worried that you're settling for a comfortable, tolerable, unfulfilling existence. And all of this work, your career, your life feels like death by 1,000 paper cuts. So if what I'm saying is resonating with you and you've been feeling this even in a small way, it's time to book a call with us. That's your next step. Those are your marching orders, my friends. It's time to book a call. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Because like I said, no one else understands what it is that you're going through except us. We get it. We've had close to 1,000 in-depth conversations. We've helped hundreds of technical managers out of this pain that maybe you don't want to admit that you're experiencing, out of this disease that maybe you don't want to admit that you have, we can help you cure it. There is absolutely a cure for it, but it has to be custom tailored and specific to your circumstances. That's what makes this tricky. And that's why you haven't figured it out yourself. You would have figured it out yourself if it were easy, if it were just paint by number, read an article and you're done. That's not what's going on here. We want to cure you of this insidious, gut-wrenching, one hair being pulled out at a time disease that you're experiencing, the lack of recognition, the feeling that you're just going to fade into irrelevance and you feel invisible, the feeling of, gosh, I think I'm settling and I'm just way too comfortable. We want to help you with that. So book a call with us right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we can help you build the bridge to get there, we're absolutely going to tell you. We'll talk about all of the details, what it would look like to work together. If we're not 100% confident, what we're still going to, that we can help you, we're not going to make you an offer because honestly, in my opinion, that would be malpractice. Like if we can't help you, we're going to tell you that, but we still want to get you on the right track. So we're going to share resources with you so that you can get on the right track and get the help that you do need. So book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. That's it for the day, folks. The message is, if you're feeling anything, even an inch, even a millimeter, even an ounce of what I described today, it's time to take action because we don't want to see you suffering from this anymore. Talk to you again on the next episode. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.